Number 103. Let us rejoice in hope of the glory of God and learn to rejoice in our sufferings, but then rejoice in Him who has brought us His salvation. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood.
Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood. Sealed my pardon with his blood.
Singing I've heard at camp all year long. I'm so glad we sang this song before the end came. That's wonderful, and I think the Lord hears it too, don't you? Hallelujah. We're joining in with many others who love and praise Him. Oh, hallelujah. In heaven and here on earth, the song of the redeemed, and it sounds so wonderful because it's anointed by the Spirit and it comes from right out of a heart that has been touched by the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you have poured out your love into our hearts. Oh, thank you, Lord, by the Holy Spirit given unto us. And we do joy in you. And we do rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Let's sing about it. Fifth verse.
When He comes, our glorious King, all His ransomed home to bring, then anew His song will sing, hallelujah! What a Savior!
Oh, hallelujah, what a Savior! Hallelujah. Please be seated. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our brethren who are going to serve communion, please come forward. Hallelujah. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a prayer just Jesus Christ Himself, our Savior, invites us to His table to partake of this feast of love divine. He says, do this in remembrance of me. He says that we should examine ourselves before we partake. We've had time to be doing that. And then He says that we ought to eat. It doesn't say let a man examine himself and then not eat. But He wants us to make things right. This is a blessed opportunity to make things right between ourselves and our God, and ourselves and others. And perhaps there's something that you must do that you can't do at this moment, but you can resolve to do it as soon as you can. And you can come confidently then to partake of this wonderful feast. Hallelujah. The Lord invites you. Yes. The Lord offers Himself to you. And let us come. Let us come to partake. Let us come with confidence in His invitation. Confidence in His sacrifice for us. Yes, His blood and His bidding. We come on that ground. And only He is our only plea. Hallelujah. Jesus instituted this supper the same night in which He was betrayed. He took bread and He broke it. And He gave it to His disciples. And that was after they had given thanks. And we like to keep that order too. We're going to break this bread and distribute it. And these brethren are going to minister to you in Christ's name. We want to give thanks. We want to give thanks from our hearts. Jesus gave thanks and then broke the bread. Let us give thanks. Let us give thanks for his body broken for us, for the living bread that came down from heaven, for this fellowship that he has called us into, fellowship with himself. Oh, hallelujah. Let us give thanks. Brother Kenneth, will you please lead the congregation in a prayer of thanks for this bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving yourself a whole burnt offering for us. The Apostle John said that you saw your feet as brass, as though it had been burned in a furnace. And we know, Lord, that you have gone through a great furnace of affliction for us. Your body broken, that our body might be whole.
Yes, Lord.
Wounded, that we might be healed. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are that bread of life to us, that you've opened by the rending of your own flesh. You've opened the way into your presence where we can feast upon you and be filled with your life. And so, Lord, we come thanksgiving.
Mercy.
We come in faith. We open our hearts to the healing, to the life that you offer to us tonight, flows from Calvary right into our hearts, right into our bodies. And so we praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Thankful for as we remember him. Let us thank him for opening the new and living way for us into fellowship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. It says, a new and living way has been opened for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh, his body broken for us. Hallelujah. So we think of fellowship with God. The way that was closed before to us is now open to us. Hallelujah. And we give you thanks, Lord. We also want to take strength from you as we feed upon you. Strength for the pilgrim journey. Strength for our bodies and strength for our souls. This spiritual life must be nourished by spiritual food. So we do, Lord, at this moment, feed upon you. Hallelujah. Jesus said to his disciples, and he says to us, this is my body, broken for you. Take, eat. This is my body. Eat ye all of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And as the service, or as the time progressed, the Apostle Paul tells us, in like manner also, after they had supped, Jesus took the cup. And he told them what the cup signified. He said, this cup is the new covenant. The new covenant in my blood. And what a great moment that was. When you think of it, God's people had been waiting hundreds of years earlier. The prophet Jeremiah had said, you broke the old covenant, but there's coming a time I'll make a new covenant. And he told about the wonderful provisions of the new covenant, forgiveness of sins. Their sins and their iniquities, I'll remember against them no more. I'll forgive their transgressions, we heard sung the other day, and remember them no more. Oh, how wonderful that is. And then I'll write my laws in their hearts and in their minds. I'm getting right at their hearts. And I'm going to give them a heart to do my will, to want what I want. That's a miracle. A mighty miracle. There's power in the blood of the Lamb, in the blood of the covenant, the blood of this New Testament. And then they shall not teach everyone his neighbor, saying, know the Lord. They shall all know me, from the least to the greatest. Again, fellowship with God. Oh, hallelujah. The blessings of the new covenant. And here is this Galilean standing before a group of his fellow men, simple, ordinary people. And that's so momentous when you think of it. Try to picture it. He said, right now, this is happening. The new covenant is being ratified in my blood as I lay down my life. And my blood will be shed a ransom for many, that their sins might be forgiven. What a tremendous thing that is. And here we come. And all this is provided for us, unworthy sinners, provided for us in Him, in that which He has done for us, in shedding His blood and laying down His life. How can we help but love Him? How can we help but love Him? Let us give thanks. How can I help but love Him? When He loved me so, how can I help but love Him? When He loved me so, down from His splendor in glory He came. Into a world of woe, took on Himself all my guilt and my shame. Why should He love me so? How can I help but love Him when He loved me? How can I help but love Him when He loved me so? So we'd like to give thanks for the precious blood of Jesus, this precious holy blood shed for us. I'd like to ask Sister Gerda to lead the congregation in a prayer of thanksgiving for the blood. Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You from the bottom of our hearts for what You've done for us through Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank You.
We thank Him tonight.
We want to thank Him with
the best thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Amen.
To thank You that You've shed Your precious blood that we might be saved, that we might have fellowship with You, that we might be healed from our sicknesses and our weaknesses and from temptation, Lord. We thank You.
Thank You for overcoming life.
Hallelujah. Thank You.
Power in the blood of
the Lamb. We believe You that this night in every person that is here, You will shed forth Your love in such a way that they'll never forget it and that they'll be bound close to You, Lord. Let that blood of Jesus cover us every day of our lives, Jesus, and help us to appreciate it all the time. We ask it in Your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Go in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
I am unworthy to take of His grace. Wonderful grace, so free. Yet Jesus suffered and died in my place, e'en for a soul like me. How can I help but love Him when He loved me? How can I help but love Him when He loved me so? He is the fairest of thousands to me. His love is sweet and true. wonderful beauty in him I now see, more than I ever knew. How can I help but love him when he loved me so? How can I help but love him when he loved me so? Oh, dear Jesus, Lord, tonight I want to love you more. Hallelujah. Strengthen me in my love for you, Lord. Oh, God, let me love you more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Jesus. Strengthen your people, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Too. I want to be that life within you.
Yes.
And this evening you can take of me, get strength from me to live a holy life, to live a life pleasing to me, because I've purchased that for you and it's free.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. So as we take the cup, let us take it in faith. Hallelujah. Hearing that reminder, let us receive the offer of God's grace, remembering there is power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Said to his disciples, and he says to us, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. My blood is shed for you. My blood is shed for the remission of sins. Partake of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Drink ye all of it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for your strength, divine Lord. Oh, we thank you for your wonderful power. We thank you that you are alive today, ministering your life. Hallelujah. Your strength to your pilgrims. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive your working in body and soul and spirit with deep thanksgiving, holy gratitude, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall never, never suffer, suffer loss. Hallelujah. Through all the years since the Last Supper, the church has been celebrating this feast, and we have joined in that line, and it's such a wonderful thing. But you know what it says? It also points forward. It says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he come. Praise the Lord. And so we think of that too, that very soon we're going to see the King and crown him Lord of all. Very soon we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon we're going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon we're going to see the King and crown him Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, oh hallelujah. Let's sing Jesus Shall Reign. I was going to do From Every Stormy Wind, but Jesus Shall Reign, well, it's getting a little late, and I'll get us done a little faster, and I think it's a very happy song, so, or maybe we should say hopeful. Number four, it's on page 35, and it's number four, Thomas Kelly's We Sing the Praise of Him Who Died, of Him Who Died Upon the Cross. Choose a tune that all of us know. Let's stand. We sing the praise of Him who died. Upon the cross.
the balm of life, the cure of woe, the measure and the pledge of love, the sinner's refuge here below, the angel's thin head above.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, we're greeting one another in the love of God, and He'll cause that to flow among us tonight. Just want to say another thank you to those who have served us, to Brother Eric for those great meals that we have been enjoying. I speak for everyone, I am sure. I was watching them in the dining room, and we have been enjoying those meals, and we thank you, Brother Eric, and all who worked with him. And we'd like to ask Brother Eric to lead us in prayer of dismissal, please. Thank you.
Gracious Father, we have to thank you for this privilege to come together tonight in unity.
Hallelujah.
Brotherhood of Christ, to celebrate the precious gift of eternal life.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, the many happenings this weekend, we just thank you that you blessed them to our hearts.
Yes.
As we remember, we remember to the day we were saved. We remember to the day we were baptized.
Yes.
We remember to the day that we were given eternal life by your resurrection.
Hallelujah.
So bless us tonight. Bless us.
Thank you.
Travel mercies.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Go with everyone.
For those that continue to labor to close this camp, that you have blessed this entire season, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for your faithfulness to us. And so we know, Lord, as you've given us strength and help in the ages past,
yes,
as you do today, we know that you will tomorrow.
Yes.
And so we thank you, dear Lord, in Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. God bless you.